Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today we have a very special guest, Miss Millie.
Hi guys. Woo!
Hollywood's most wanted.
Yes. Yeah. If you guys don't know who Millie is, Millie has been one of my close friends for, 7 years, 6 years?
About 6 to 7 years.
6 to 7 years. And she's in LA right now. She's been in LA for a little, she's about to leave actually LA soon. Yeah. But we finally got her on the podcast, which y'all have been asking. Go follow her at Miliana on Instagram. And yeah, check her out, man.
Yeah. Millie in the building. They be in the comments. They be here.
I'm a little nervous.
She's hella nervous right now. Look, I told her, I was like, they're going to pay attention to me. I look like Laura Farquaad. So let's just focus on that one right now.
No, I asked you ahead of time because she's been like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to come on the pod. I'm going to come on the pod. I'm ready.
She's never
been
fine.
I'm like, are you going to be nervous? You're like, I don't think so.
I feel like I just got to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it'll be good.
She was drinking water like this. Spilled it all over her fresh face and makeup.
There's nothing to be scared of here. We love everybody who watches this except for the little rodent trolls sometimes. But I just block the most people. So, yeah. Usually they just tell me how much they hate me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking, you know.
No, they'd be vicious. What are your
There's a lot going on right now. Let's catch up on our weeks, though, shall we, first? Are you okay, Mama?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay, Papa. I feel like I've been hectic as hell. I'm on 10 right now. Mm-hmm. Because I've been running errands all day. I volunteered with the homeless today, as everyone else should.
Okay, first of all, I donate to the homeless, so.
She donated all of her club clothes. They about to be fresh as hell on them streets. They about to be like winter originals from Winter's Closets. Yeah, I do it every Tuesday. It really is very rewarding, even if because I find myself waking up and just feeling overwhelmed sometimes with a lot going on. And I'm like, it's a quick reminder to remind yourself of your blessings all the time. So it's just like, I enjoy doing it. And it's like, sometimes homeless people get a little bit rowdy, but other times, what do they? They'd be like, I asked for just chicken. I'm like, I'm just trying to serve what they give me.
You're lying. No, you never told me that.
Girl, it's homeless people sometimes. Sometimes some of them are literally a little, off.
So they be cursing you out.
They be cursing. And then a lot, you know what's crazy?
And you want me to go up there.
Because you'll be fine with me. But it's girl. Like homeless people, it's literally, it'd be the audacity. I say this about men all the time. Men have the utmost audacity, but it's like, you really hollering at me when you home, which you have nowhere to go to, which is fine. But you know what else I've noticed lately within the homeless community and like volunteering a lot? There have been a lot more young and attractive homeless people, like people our age, people. And you know what's crazy? The first thing I see with
We were just at this restaurant for St. Patrick's Day, and there was this homeless guy sitting out front, which is crazy because where we were is across the street from my old house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that guy used to always be right in front of my old house. And I used to always say, he's so handsome for a homeless man. And that was the first thing Millie said when she saw him. He's really handsome for a homeless man.
And you know what's crazy? When I see a handsome man that is homeless, I'm like, I know he ain't dropping off no dick. Because I'm telling you, if you dropping off dick, you going to have a place to stay. A bitch will give you a house and a place to stay if you got some good dick.
No.
I'm being honest. That is so true.
No, he is very mentally ill, though. Like, he, talks to himself and stuff like that. So I don't think he's a drug addict. I think he is severely mentally ill. But that's a big thing also in homeless community as well, that people don't realize. Not everybody is on drugs or is alcoholics. There are a lot of people who are just mentally ill who don't get the proper treatment that they need.
And it is sad to see that. And it's just crazy to see that it's like inflation and a whole bunch of, and everything else going on isn't affecting like our generation, people our age. And it's just like, damn. I mean, I feel like it will never be me because, like I say, I could try a little crack one day, but I feel like I'd be fine.
That's how it would be you. What are you talking about? How would that make it not
I'm
you?
I'm just kidding. But I mean, it would
you
never
be me. You
need
to sell a little
coochie
so you could stay afloat.
Yeah. I 1,000% will never be out there like that because if there's a will, there's a way.
What about you?
would you sell some coochie to stay afloat?
Would you sell a little coochie to sell afloat?
Well,
I'm not selling for no $100.
I got hands that can do makeup, so I'll never be homeless.
What if makeup? I forgot about trades. I forgot about a good trade.
I'm actually talented. Like,
yeah.
We're like, oh, you know me some hoes. We're going to be like, we'll sell some pussy before we go homeless.
She's like, I'll just do my job.
I'm like, shit, I could be a welder. I don't know.
Wait, why did we could just say we'll get a job. We could do a little waitressing.
You know, honestly, I will forever go back to bartending if that's the... Look, I'd be stressed.
I would get a job. All right.
I get a job. Okay. I'm not about to suck dick for $25.
But if it came down to it.
If it came down to it.
I would.
Oh, my God.
I'm way too pretty to be homeless. We know this.
Girl, it's some pretty bitches out there. I know, but
that's the crazy thing about it is I'm like, wow, beautiful. But besides that, I've just been doing a lot of just different stuff, you know.
Like? Liar.
No, I swear, I was busy. I went.
You sound like me, but I have one thing to
do. Oh, my God. Winter will literally have an eyelash appointment at 3, and she'll be like, all right, I got to prepare for this eyelash appointment at 1. I got to have a phone call, meditate about this eyelash appointment at 2:30. I got to really reconvene my whole life after that. It's going to take 2 hours. I'm like, who gets a lash in for 5 hours?
I'm like, I have a lot to do today. She's like what? I'm like, I have a lash appointment.
Them lash appointments, though.
They take forever.
They be like 2 hours.
She ain't never missed a lash appointment. And I was like, we literally had business to attend to one time. And she's like, well, I have a lash appointment. I was like, you don't think it's becoming an inconvenience? It be pissing me off at this point. The lashes be pissing me off.
Shout out to Babe's Unit. Shout out to Charlotte. She hooks it up every time.
But no, so I'm going. I'm
Charlotte's
doing
this. A go.
Shout out to her. But I'm doing this thing where it's like a her story. Bijan is setting this up for like a pop-up for like women entrepreneurs who have like, you know, like small businesses. So I'm getting back with my cream wardrobe, doing the clothing. And it's just, like, a lot that's getting into it. So, and, like, you know me, I'm a procrastination queen. So, I'm just, like, doing it now. And it's Sunday that it's going to be a pop-up. And I'm like, I have nothing prepared.
This Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday. Okay. Are you coming?
So, you have a pop-up?
I wasn't invited. Yeah. Am I?
Bro, one thing I can't stand about Winter is that she will forget some shit that you told her.
What is it?
Yes. I don't know. It's this Sunday. And it's Havila's going to be there.
So everybody going to be there, and I'm the last bitch to get invited.
I literally told you the day I threw up in that pink outfit that I had on. Yeah, I remember that. And then after that, I blacked out.
When you were on top of
the car? Yes. Okay.
When you were on top of the car after you projectile vomited? Okay, first of all, you told me about it. You didn't invite me.
I said, yes,
Bijan didn't invite me. You didn't invite me. Nobody cares about my presence. It's cool. It's cool.
Millie, you're invited.
Next time I have something, you're not invited.
I literally invited you. Yes, this Sunday.
Is it a dress code?
No, it's just like a like a pop up.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, like a for a clothing brand.
Yeah, just clothing brands.
A bunch of different
There's
girls.
A DJ, some drinks. It's gonna be a little situation. It's gonna be cool.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, so come on through. So I'm just preparing for that and just like getting readjusted back into that. You know what I'm saying? Like the business mindset of it.
Yeah.
Because I gotta make this money somehow.
Period.
All
right, that sister girl.
Oh, God.
So what have you been doing?
Me? What have I been doing, Well, apparently cussing people out. No. I did get into an argument with my boyfriend today. Keep in mind, I was going to come on the podcast today. Yeah, I was going to gloat about him. Keep in mind, I still want to gloat about him. Yeah. I'm like, my man's in town. I'm hella thankful. I don't know if I said this on the last episode, but he is going to a new team. And so.
What team? I'm
He's going to a new team. I'm excited about it. I feel like it's going to be in a place where like it's just funner for us and like whatever the case. So he's obviously in town right now. We're just spending time together. And we had actually took almost a month separate, like not broken up or taking a break, but we took a month of separation. And I just feel like it made us so much closer. Mm-hmm. Like when he left LA last time, like we were irritating the shit out of each other. Like he was like, I honestly was like, we're probably gonna break up. Like I'm not even gonna lie. Like I was like, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Like I'm cool. But I think that this break like really did us good. I mean, except for today, we did get in a little tussle about some dishes, but it really wasn't that deep. But so you know, just dealing with that and you know, some little personal things going on in life, but nothing I can't overcome. And
I'm a survivor.
I'm not going to give up. But yeah, I'm a little nervous about the new team situation, though, low-key, which I was going to talk to you guys about, because I am really nervous about not making any new friends, like, when I go. So when I came into, like, my relationship on the last team, like, it was already, like, you know, he'd already been there for years. Like, you know, I really was like, was about to come into some shit that was like, and like, we were still new. So I wasn't even really around like that. But now it's like, it's a new experience for him and me at the same time. So it's like, I really do want to like put my best foot forward to like make girlfriends with other girlfriends and wives or whatever on the team. And I'm a little bit nervous about that. I'm not going to lie.
So. I don't think you should be nervous.
I mean, I was just about to ask you. I'm like, you've moved from like, well, she has too, but you're way, I feel like, I don't know, Millie. You are very social to me, but I don't know how you can be with outside people.
I don't
because
think
I'm an extended bestie. Like we're extended besties, you know. So it's like when I first met you, I was like, oh, I love her. Like she's just welcoming and inviting. She's like, come get in the pool. Right. You know, like she's just a vibe, a good time. So I'm like,
I think I am very nice and I am social, but I'm not at the same time. I'm an Aries.
I think so that's something,
You know.
Yeah.
Y'all know how it gets.
You like your you time, I feel like.
Yeah, I love my time. Like, I be having to, like, when my friends be at my house and they been there too long, I would just go in my room.
That, yeah. Yeah, that's.
And that's just, like, the signal, like, okay, Millie's tired of everybody.
Like, go the fuck home, babe. Yeah.
But I have a question. How do you adjust to, like, as an adult, new friendships, going to a new state, being able to like adjust to like making these new friends? Because when you moved to Atlanta, I feel like, I mean, you probably had like a ground base there.
Nobody.
You had nobody? Mm-mm. Really?
It was one person that I knew, but like we weren't like everyday friends either. Mm-hmm. Like our friendship was like the beginning of our friendship was me moving to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like our in-person friendship, you know? So definitely went there with no friends.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Also, if you guys don't know, Millie moved to Atlanta, what, how many years ago? 5 years ago? Was it five or four?
Five.
5 years ago? Mm-hmm. Millie moved to Atlanta.
The end of this year will be five.
Yeah, so if you guys are confused about
and she was like lit in the city. I would look at her story every day and I'm like, Millie with this, Millie doing this. And I'm like, I'm living vicariously through you because I'm like, I literally thought you had knew the she was in teen, like a teen.
Well, also like doing makeup and stuff, like it is a great way to like meet people.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of my clients, you know, sometimes I'll get cool with my clients, we'll go out, we'll go to dinner, and then now we hanging out, you know? So that is definitely a easier way to meet women, you know, and become friends with girls. But
random, who was your worst celebrity client? Say it.
I
say
dare
the name.
You say it.
Say it.
I'm trying to think.
Like someone who's just like, this girl has a stank ass attitude.
Not really anybody.
Really?
Just say J-Lo. Everybody says J-Lo.
I've never done J-Lo, but like a lot of my clients, I feel like it's also based off like your energy. Mm-hmm. And like I kind of like, I'm kind of to myself when I go do makeup. Like, you know, I just go do my job. I talk. Mm-hmm. But I try to be very, like, I think my worst client was just a client.
Really?
And she wasn't even the worst. She just had a little smart remark, and I just had to give her a smart remark back.
Oh, so you're not, you don't keep it professional. You say something back.
No. I professionally say something back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like smart. An email. Like a
read.
Email.
Bitch, I'm gonna read. Bitch, I'm finna read you.
Yeah,
I'm finna read you.
Period.
I mean, yeah, I definitely feel like that, like that is a great way how to make friends, obviously, because like you're in a girl's face, like, you know, beauty industry, whatever. But like for me, like for my situation, that's like the hard part. It's like I don't really have like an in, you know, like how anybody else might have an in. I don't know.
How do, how do you know that? You can meet somebody and you guys can bond over the smallest, thing, like the smallest thing you guys may have in common. And it can blossom a whole friendship. So don't limit yourself. Just go in there with an open mind.
Positive energy.
Willing to meet somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you what I actually told. I need some water, actually. I'm going to tell you this.
You know what? While you're getting your water, hey.
Can you get me some water, too?
Hell no.
I'm going to wait for you to come back.
Oh, no, so this is what
I was going to say, I just recently spoke to one of my sisters who just moved to Texas. And I just spoke to one of my sisters who just moved to Texas with her man. And she's kind of like me, extroverted for sure, but she be in her own little space. Like Millie said, too. Like, I need to recharge my battery, my social battery. I'm a low maintenance friendship. Like, you could talk to me once a month, once a week, and I'll be like, I still love you. Like, nothing happened. But she was just like, I want to make friends, but I don't want to, like, put myself out there.
Right.
I'm like, that doesn't
match.
That
doesn't make sense.
I literally said that. I was like, that doesn't go together. I was like, she was like, well, what if they're not receptive to me? And I was like, what helps me in a lot of situations when I'm like hesitant or like, you know, just feeling anxiety, I think that most people will feel the exact same way I feel in that situation. Like, they don't know me either. Just like, I don't know them. So it's like, we both have to open up and be like, I'm getting to know you, you getting to know me. And if we don't click, we don't click. It ain't no beef. It's just we just don't click. Yeah. And you just got to move accordingly. That's why I said. I was like, but you have to put yourself out there. You have to go. She was like, she turned down like 3 different invites from one of them. I'm like, okay. You can't do that. You got to
So she was turning down invites.
She was turning down invites. And I'm like, you have to like put yourself out there. You have to go to these things and then you just see what blossoms from that. But it was her nerves and her anxiety that forced her to stay in the house. I'm like, you want to go outside, you just have to go outside. You have to take that step.
Honestly, I have really bad anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, really, really bad.
I mean, I feel kind of the same way, like, with just the anxiety thing. Like, but I think for me, the anxiety is just I don't know how people have already perceived me, how they know me, and how I will come across, which leads me into the first time we ever met, which the world don't know, which is what I wanted to lead into because it's just funny. I mean, me and Millie met through a mutual old friend of ours. And who? I had robbery. You don't know robbery.
Sounds like a thief.
Oh my God. Anyways, I had went to Millie's house in Oakland. This is at the time, like, Millie's still living in the Bay. You're in beauty school at the time.
I think this was, like, in 20...
Beauty school?
I think it was 18.
2017, 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
I graduated, boo.
So you from... I know. You remember Greece?
Beauty school dropout. Go back.
I graduated.
No. It wasn't even shade. I was singing a song. I remember I called this girl stupid. I was like, you stupid. She was like, no, you're stupid. I was like, I was kidding.
No, but I had went to Millie's house and I was like, do you have any water? And she was like, yeah. So she goes to the kitchen and gets
me water. I brought water, snacks,
it was chips. All that.
That's nice. I brought you some snacks.
She's hospitable. Water, snacks. She's hospitable.
I had
a tray.
A variety.
You had a
charcuterie board of wine. Knowing Millie now, I know that she kind of like will second think about something that like you say to her. Like, she's not gonna just instantly be like, oh, I get the joke, especially if you just met. Like, she's gonna be like, what do you mean by that? So she came back with the water, like, and I said, thanks, maid. And she was like, what? And then she told our friend, I don't really like her.
I said, yeah, I don't really like your friend.
You don't know that girl like that to be saying
loving hip hop. It was from at
she
the
said,
time.
Oh, look at you being a little maid.
No.
I said, girl, I could take you.
She being hospitable. I'm crying.
It was from at the time loving hip hop was a thing. Do you not remember loving hip hop? When fucking Jocelyn would be like, thanks, maid.
I would have died laughing at that.
Oh my God.
But also, you don't know her like, well, you wouldn't know me like, but I would have found that hilarious.
I didn't know her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know her personality or her humor.
Yeah, she didn't know my humor at all. It was like I was being a little
I'm crying.
Asshole. But I wasn't, I swear.
That is
Then once
hilarious.
We got to know each other, we're like, okay, we get it. We love each other. I understand it now.
How did y'all get past that little hurdle?
Just being around
Actually,
each
really
other,
fast.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, that was like our very first time meeting each other. Yeah. And then once I was around her again, like,
that
then
is
we were just
hilarious.
Always
hilarious.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
I ever said anything to you that was like,
Well, I think because... Well, let me think. I think because I know your personality, I'm not going to get offended like by anything that you say.
Right. Right. Like, she knows you're a clown, so she doesn't expect much from you. I'm just
kidding. You
know? Jicky.
If we want to fight.
If you want to get beat
up. You
know
up, what's crazy?
Sorry. That was not cute.
Bourbon? I know, yeah.
You always got to get a good burp out.
You got to, for real. I forgot what I was about to say. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So that was the friend thing. Oh, that's why I was saying.
I forgot why.
I forgot why.
Yeah. So We never really have those little bubbles, right, though, right, but right. We did have one.
That's why I told the story. I'm just nervous about maybe how it come across to people or something.
Well, yeah, maybe stop being a first.
And you know what is crazy? I recently realized that I am a really big
You're a Taurus, and Taurus are fucking unhinged to me. Yeah. Like, they just say whatever the fuck they want to.
And you know what's crazy? I think it's hilarious, and it sucks when people don't really get her personality, because I be in, like, the corner laughing, and it's just like, they'll just, it'll be, and it's like, I will say, like, we've talked about this before, I'll say the same exact thing, but I just am tall and goofy, and just, here we are, like, you know?
I think, I don't know, I think it actually hurts my feelings when people, like, no, I'm serious, it hurts my feelings when people think,
I think my feelings are hurt. No, stop being a pussy.
It hurts my feelings when people think that I am being mean to you. Or picking on you.
Well, you are picking on me. Actually, yeah, you really do hurt my feelings. When she asked me to take pictures of her, yeah, my feelings are hurt.
All right, I do hurt her feelings then. But she's like, you're really mean when you do that. Yeah, hold on. I got something for y'all.
Wait, what are the receipts? I didn't know we had
it. She said, oh, I made
some. Wait, hold on. Wait, what do I say? Wait. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that'll make you look like the gym. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentic experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, every stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into these sneakers, put on that watch, get your real glow up on, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that your feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Look at her choking me in the car.
That's a love lick.
No, she's like this. Choking me.
I would do it. No, she's really not mean to me. I honestly
That was like a love handle.
She was choking me in the car. Wasn't love, guys. Don't be fooled.
No, honestly, I don't.
No,
I mean,
but for real. It, like, people all the time
It makes
say
me
that.
Feel like a bitch. Like, y'all think I'm going to hang with somebody who's going to really be me out, like, who do you think I am?
And that's that really literally that's what it I say me,
it's like, who the fuck do y'all think I am? First of all, I'm 6 feet fucking tall. I'm not about to hang around with nobody.
Are
who
you
I feel like
really
I'm 5'11,
but that's what I mean, like, hurts my feelings, because I'm like, the fact that y'all even think that hurts my feelings. So I don't know, but then I watched our New Orleans vlog and I'm like, I am a C-U-N-T, honey. Like, I am not a pleasure to be around. But that was because I was annoyed, so I don't fucking know.
We talk about that on the Patreon, y'all, if you want
to
go check it out.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Links
some tea.
C-U-N-T.
I was being a C-U-N-T. But anywho, enough about my fears of being friends with wags.
No. We have to end it on a note of, like,
Positivity.
Put as an adult, it is hard to make those connections. But you just have to literally just put yourself out there. You have to go out there. You have to be willing to make those connections, make those friendships. And you don't have to be tied to anything. You really
I don't know. Like, you know how those girls are, though. Like, I feel like a lot of those Wags girls are, like, so invested in their boyfriends and husbands.
But you know what you're
kind of
doing right now?
What?
You're prejudging.
Yeah.
You're right.
How would you feel if somebody
you're putting,
prejudged you?
You're putting all of these people in a box.
I feel like you should
give them a chance. And then when they prove that to you, then just be like, okay, I felt
exactly.
I was a little right.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Exactly.
You're right. I shouldn't do that. You're right. Yeah. I'm going to give them a chance.
They're going to be like,
5 months later.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch, North Carolina. JK, okay, you guys are right. I'm going to give it a go.
Okay. So how has your week been, Millie?
Yeah, what's been going on
what's
with
going
you?
On
what's
on
new?
With
what's
you?
Fresh? Something big is going on in your life right now.
Honestly, fill them in from the time you lived in Atlanta to the time you moved to LA to the time you're about to go back to somewhere else. Well, I just filled them in for you. So,
yeah, fill the people in on your business.
So, I moved to Atlanta in 2019 to really focus on makeup. And I feel like I did pretty good. Like, I went to Atlanta, I made a staple. A lot of people know who I am. My makeup page is Millie Made Me. So, I did my shit. I'm not going to lie.
Period.
Yeah. I just moved to LA about 6-7 months ago because I was missing California. Like, I'm just like, I want to be back in California because this is where I'm from. I'm from the Bay, but I can't go back to the Bay though.
Yeah, so, no, can't do that.
It's crazy out there right now, like crazy.
Yeah.
So moving to LA was like my option and it's been cool.
But?
Not really my vibe.
You hate LA. You always say that. Lily always says I hate LA. Okay,
fun fact. Well, it's not really a fun fact, but I lived in LA for 3 months before I moved to Atlanta.
Mm.
And I came to LA first. Didn't like it then. Mm-hmm. Moved to Atlanta. Was in Atlanta for 4 years. Yeah. And then I just recently tried it again. It's not really my thing.
It's just not your vibe.
But it doesn't seem like you're giving LA enough time. LA enough time. Like, you gave Atlanta 4 years. You gave LA the first time 3 months. And now you're giving LA again 7 months.
Yeah.
That's not really fair to LA. Yeah. I love LA.
I mean, here's my thing. Because, like, you know, I lived in Atlanta for almost... I lived in Atlanta not for as years, on you. Too.
What do you have against LA? Like,
you know what? No. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was deciding between Atlanta and LA. So I went to visit one of my homegirls for like a month in Atlanta, and I was like, yeah, this isn't going to be it. So it's like, I can understand you. Everybody
just
you.
Has like different vibes. And yeah. I also feel like, how old were you when you moved to LA?
22.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
that was like one of the first, like, I did it on my own. Like,
yeah.
When I lived in LA for 3 months, I had a roommate. And mm-hmm. then, and before that, I was at home with my mom.
Yeah.
So really, me moving to Atlanta was my first time really moving and being by myself.
Like, touching independence.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. creating my own life on my own.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I'm so also attached to Atlanta, because I became like, I feel like I really became me out there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
like
home
you grew
for
up
me.
Out there.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I mean, you know, I lived in Atlanta for hella long too. I don't even know if people know that, but I lived in Atlanta for I don't even know how many years.
Was
two
like
or three years.
Yeah, I think
like
it was three.
3 years or something like that. And like
when me and her became friends, she had just got back from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Did
yeah.
I?
Mm-hmm. Cause remember
I lived in that downtown apartment.
And we was at I came to your housewarming party. It was a Halloween party.
Yeah. Yeah, I had lived in Atlanta for some years. And honestly, Atlanta became home for me, too. Like, mm-hmm. I had passed that point of feeling like, oh, like, I'm just in this place. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know anybody. And, like, it did become home. But, like, in L.A., it took me a lot longer for me to feel like L.A. was home. Like, when I lived in L.A., I'll say for the first, like, couple years, I would be back and forth to the Bay. Mm-hmm. Like, this just doesn't feel like my home. But then once it locked in and it was my home, I was like, I'll never live anywhere else. Like, you know, even when I went to Atlanta and that became home for me, too, I was like, I remember being on the plane from Atlanta back to LA, and I was like, I'm home. Like, this is my home. Like, you know? But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Atlanta either. It's just not my vibe. It's too hookah and Hennessy and club for
but
me.
But I feel like it all depends on, like, what you surround yourself around. Yeah, it is true. A lot of that.
Yeah.
But I feel like there is a lot of other things, too.
Yeah.
You so just are have you- to... meet new people and hang around different type of crowds, you know?
Yeah.
So are you going back to Atlanta, or are you going are you like setting your sights somewhere else in the South?
I'm going back to Atlanta.
Oh, you are? You want to? So I thought it was in between like Houston. I'm crying. The little kisses.
I'm coming back, babes. I'm coming back for you.
I'm coming back, babe.
But I do understand that piece of independence that you get from like a new, because the reason why Atlanta really wasn't it for me, because I was like, this is just another, like, a grown-up version of, like, Baton Rouge for me. Because it's still the South to me. I mean, Atlanta is a different type of, like, South and ghetto-ness. But I'm like, I'm all used to that. You know what I'm saying?
I liked Atlanta, though. I had good times out there. Yeah. I can't just shit on it like that. Yeah. But it just
Please
was
don't
like,
shit on it like that.
Yeah, I can't shit on it like that.
Atlanta! No, I'm just kidding.
But I also feel like I had no dating opportunities out there. Like, I don't date those type of guys. I don't date no drug dealers,
honestly,
no scammers.
I'm surprised they all down low.
I lived in Atlanta for 4 years, and both my boyfriends were from New York.
Yeah.
Like, I never had a boyfriend in Atlanta.
Dating is hard out there.
I never really dated a guy from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Both my boyfriends were from New York, and
How's it dating a New York man?
You I tell us.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
you know.
Girl, I mean, New York niggas is one of a kind.
Yeah,
honestly.
They are. They really
they
are.
Kind
you
of
like
my,
New York
They kind of my favorite.
Really? I mean, I did.
It's just a different level. It's just a
different. It's
just a different level.
It's a different vibe. Like,
I had to
I
be
know.
Like, hey, look, don't fuck you talk about me because I'm a lady.
What
you know
mean?
What I'm saying? What like they'd be like, no, baby, fuck, like you know, fuck all you stuff like that. I'm like, hey, we don't talk like that to me.
Oh, aggressive.
I'm a Southern Belle.
Oh, being
yeah.
aggressive.
Yeah, like being hella aggressive.
That was
I'm
a,
like,
that was a problem in exactly. my last relationship. Like certain things that he would say, I would just be like,
I'd be like,
and he'd be like, girl, you soft, and I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm from Cali, okay.
Yeah, please
don't
crack
talk.
Your-
Like that.
I'm a Southern man.
I'm
yeah,
not
that's
a fucking
true.
Aggressive New York
yeah.
bitch.
New like, York, yeah, New York men are hella aggressive verbally.
Yeah, like it, and it'd be like,
dead ass, you gonna go your
I'd be like, I'd be like, excuse me, dead what? It's what out brick? Are we?
Yeah.
What are we?
It's brick outside.
What are we
bee?
Doing here? Get it? <That's
You guys. laughs>
But no, yeah. I love it. It's completely different, but it's polar opposites from South and like New York.
Definitely
South and East.
Should we get into a couple topics? I just thought about it. Well, let's get into a couple topics real quick, guys. First topic on the list, Joy Chavez pregnant by Trayvon Diggs. Who she's 35, he's 25, so people are up in arms about it. I think that's what that means. Does that mean upset?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I just give my personal opinion first?
Of course.
Because I saw somebody, actually a friend, say, ooh, it's looking like three baby daddies is the move. Did you see Joy Chavez? And I'm like, her baby daddies is rich. All three of her baby daddies is rich. So y'all ladies, please look, keep your legs tight. Okay. If your baby daddy is not of the status of all three of her baby daddies, don't even think about it, girl.
Don't speak on
That's
it.
All I got.
Wait,
say.
So did she say, was she like clowning her or was she like three baby daddies is a mood?
No, she was like, it's looking like three baby daddies is a move.
Oh, like that's yeah. like the new wave is having
yeah.
three.
And I'm like, no, no, don't do it. No.
Just give and be yourself, bitch.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Why? No.
You don't think that she should have? Well, look.
No, she got three.
I think that she should do whatever she wants. If she wants to have
exactly.
three baby yeah. daddies,
that's
then
what
she can
say.
Have three baby daddies.
She can have three baby daddies, but don't try to have three baby daddies if they're not three millionaires.
No, yeah, no,
like,
no, no.
That's
what
I'm
saying. No, that's what I'm saying. But a lot of people are bashing Joy as well.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Oh, my God, a third baby daddy. But it's like, I mean, it's girls with more baby daddies with less. So
yeah.
I'm just
I
like.
I mean, my great-grandmother had three baby daddies. Like,
and shout out to her.
My grandmother had three baby daddies.
You know?
And my grandma had. I think three, too. So maybe that is the lucky number.
Look,
y'all.
It probably
well,
is.
My, well, they were poor, so actually don't do that.
But
shit.
You know, for me, I just feel like that's six extra people. Like, I don't want to deal. Like, as a woman, I don't want to deal
with
that many
people. I don't
want to
deal with three
people.
Men. I do not
I don't
want to
deal with three
men
for sure. And I also don't want to deal with, oh, I guess it'd be my kids.
Somebody else's kids.
Yeah. But if it was the other, I, like, maybe the fourth baby. Like, you never know. You honestly never know. I can't judge. You know, we all support women's rights and women's wrongs, and we allow women to do whatever they want to do. But
this is all I think. If them babies is getting taken care of,
right,
that's
period.
All that really matters.
Period. So go ahead, Joy. Congratulations to Joy and Trayvon. That's real exciting. I love that for you guys.
And
honestly.
They got men out here with literally
400.
Bro.
Baby mamas.
Yeah, and that's
Wait,
what you're saying.
400 baby mamas.
Is somebody out here with 400?
No, I'm just saying like men
No,
be
like
here
men be
mamas.
Having like 10, 20 baby mamas.
Like one of her baby daddies.
Yeah. Who?
Future.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about him.
Yes, yeah. He had hella baby mamas. So it's like, whatever. Next on the list. Lately, there's actually been a lot of crazy stuff going on. There was a 19-year-old girl who was murdered in New York. Her name was Samaya Spain, and her twin sister was stabbed as well. This was after a man basically tried to advance towards them, tried to talk to them. They didn't want to talk to them, I guess. He ended up waiting outside of the liquor store that they were in and ended up stabbing her, killing her, and stabbing her twin sister. And something that is like what I was just literally talking about on Twitter this morning was what also came out recently was there's a boy, his name is Tyrone Jacobs Jr. He was, you know, he's in NASA. He's a young black man. He's in NASA. He was mm-hmm. just recently going viral for being a part of NASA. Obviously, that's a huge thing to see a young black man in NASA. Of course, you see it, you're excited, da-da-da. His girlfriend releases a video of him being extremely abusive, basically confirming that he would, like, choke and kill her. And a lot of people are coming to his defense saying, why do y'all wait for, you know, this young black man to get some success and go viral, and now y'all want to bring all this up. Uh-huh. Which, okay, my point is, why is it that you guys are so quick to protect an abuser, but you are not protecting women? There's literally a 19-year-old girl who was just murdered for not, for not letting a guy talk to her. And it's just so clear that where we are in this day and age is, let's protect abusers and let's, you know, make women the issue in whatever the case may be. So that was kind of like my point.
Wait, is that is that on Twitter? Is that all?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
So what is it? Is it, how old is he? Is he still with the girl? Like the
Oh, no, I think, I don't know how old he is. He's very young, though. He's probably like in his 30s. And it's a video of him just basically, it's just him like going off on her, and she's like, I'm going to end up dead in a casket and my family's going to have to pay $10,000. And he was like, yep, you're right. Some like weird shit. And like people are like outraged that she put the video out. And I'm like, why are you not outraged that he is like doing this? Like, this is okay.
An abusive person. And you know, but it's the system that's failed us time and time again, even like the judicial system.
Big word. But it is because
the way I said it. Judicial. But it's because it's like, when even to file a restraining order, as you know, like is a hard thing to do. It's paperwork after paperwork. It's the criminal system will let a woman down.
You literally have to show proof.
Yeah, you have to damn near be beaten up or die. To
be protected. And then protection. You don't get protected. Like, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Remember when the stalker showed up to my house, how long did they take to get there the second time?
I was following the stalker. He looked me in my eyes. I was scared.
Hours. Yeah. Hours. Shy pulled up before the police pulled up, y'all.
I went to the police, and they still were like, what do you want us to do? I was like, go to the house.
Right. She's literally in the police station like, they're down the street right now. Literally around the corner. And they're like, well, what do you want us to do? Like, they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck about women. I'm personally sick of it. It's like, I'm tired of seeing abusers get protected. And speaking of that, I don't know if you watched the Nickelodeon documentary. Did you watch that?
I
did
see, well, no, I haven't watched it, but clips. I've seen a lot of clips everywhere. Is it, where is it at?
Because it's on Philo.
What is that?
I think it's that.
My God. Why do they make the important documentary so hard to find? Right. It's the judicial system. I
swear. No, but.
Yeah, the Nickelodeon stuff was.
You watched it?
I was watching it earlier, and it's so sad.
The Drake Bell thing, like, almost so had us in tears, literally. So
it's honestly, I blame the parents for that. You literally no.
It was not.
It
wasn't the parents. No, you got
to
watch it.
I have to watch it
because
then.
I literally got tears in my eyes for Drake Bell's father. I felt so bad how they pushed that man out of his own son's life.
How?
You got to watch. Okay, so basically, when he became a child star, he was like his manager his whole life. And then he became a teen, finally got on Nickelodeon. And this is when he meets this predator. The predator starts, you know, being like, oh, you know, if you want to be big, like, you don't want him to be your manager no more.
Dan Snyder?
No, it wasn't Dan. It was Brian.
Brian Pickle or something.
No, Brian
like that.
Peck.
Peck, yeah.
Brian Peck is telling his father, no, like, I mean, telling
the mother.
Mm-hmm. Telling the mother and Drake.
He was manipulating the mother.
And saying what? Yeah.
Like, you don't want him to be your manager. If you want to be bigger, you want to get rid of him. He's fucking with your money. Like,
that.
So, you know, he's a teen boy. He's probably like, yeah, like, you know, I'm trying to be bigger. And ends up pushing his father out. Him and his son are now on the outs.
Yeah.
Now he's with his mother, who is not even as involved. Who's kind of more blind to the weird behavior of this man. So his dad is not around while his son is being sexually assaulted. And his dad didn't even know he was getting sexually assaulted until after the man was already in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Drake calls his father and is like, did you see that they finally got him? And he was like, I told you, I always thought he was weird. I'm just happy it wasn't you.
Yeah.
It was him. It was his son. It was him. He was raping him. Sodomizing him, like, hella stuff at 15 years old, bro.
How was that even pop? Was it in the studio? Was it his
house? It was times like, okay, so he'll tell the mom, like, okay, I have to take him to this audition in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. I need to be right there. He needs to hold my hand.
He lived in Orange County.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If the audition will run late, he'll be like, oh, it's late. I'm going to be dropping him off at 1 a.m. So he can just spend the night at my house.
He was like staying at his house sometimes. Yeah. He was with him all the time. It got hella weird.
Yeah.
Y'all have to watch his documentary. Like, it's insane to think really that sad. We grew up on these shows.
Yes, yeah. And that's what makes it even worse because yeah. when you see what goes on behind the scenes of it, it's just like, oh my goodness. Or like I seen the foot fetish clips, like about how the director was just like having all these yeah. sexual innuendos for these little kids.
Girl.
And you don't even realize it when you are watching it. Right. But as an adult seeing it, it's just like,
you're like, why are yeah. you jacking off a potato and yeah, it's squirting
as a kid,
in your face?
I didn't.
What?
Thinking back now as a kid.
You're thinking, oh, so kooky.
Yeah, I never thought.
Yeah.
Nothing yeah. weird.
Never thought. I mean, because we weren't even yeah. sexual at that yeah. point in our life.
I was trying to think when the first time I ever even watched a porno.
And that's why it's so important for parents to pay attention, because when you really exactly. think about it, our parents don't sit up and watch what we watch all the time, yeah, especially right. as teenagers, because mm-hmm. we were watching that as teens, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
Or not even teens. Like, I probably watched that when I was 8, 9.
Yeah.
Young.
I mean, what I even said earlier was, it's crazy because the way that he describes how he felt in those moments, and like he couldn't just tell his mom or whatever the case may be, it sparked in my head, young boys are probably not educated as much as sexual abuse as yeah. young girls are. You think when you have a daughter, I gotta, you mm-hmm. know, protect her, I have to keep her safe from predators. But when you have sons, like, we have to protect our sons too, because it don't matter. Like, the sexual predators will get what they yes. can get and whatever yes. the case. So
you gotta protect your kids.
Yeah, so yes. if you guys have sons out there, keep that in mind.
Who I will say is, I mean, my little, like, sir, mm-hmm. Daylan does a really good job with that, because literally, even, like, I'm his literal cousin. Mm-hmm. And like when I bit him, he'd be like, turn around, I'm about to wipe my pee-pee. I'm like, look. he's like, no, you need to get out. Like, I'll be like, okay, right, I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna get out. Look, right. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, to like for her to tell him that, to be like, there's no secrets from mommy.
Right.
Literally, you know what I'm saying? I would be, oh my God, it just hurts me, and I don't even yeah. have kids. I can't even imagine.
I'm telling you, I know you, and you will cry when yeah. you watch that documentary. It's specifically the third episode, but yeah. you will cry when you watch that, because I was, and you know, I don't really cry on shows like that, but that shit had me tugging at the father crying. Yeah. He was emotional.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I was just like, damn, this was right under our fucking noses, and we didn't know.
So I did see that it was a John Doe, and not, so, yep. so he
was a minor.
Solidified it.
So when you're a minor, mm-hmm. they can't release your name.
Oh, okay.
So
poor baby.
The information wasn't released until the documentary just came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the 19-year-old murder, Nessa?
You're going to be like, Millie was so boring because I barely talked.
It's okay.
No, you I know. But honestly, we kind of took over the beginning of it.
We just haven't been back
in
2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. We haven't been in 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. we're just kind of like, you know. Another thing about neglecting children, I seen this one, and it was like, the mother left the toddler at home alone for 10 days to go on a vacation. And that made me, I cried over that. I don't know what it is.
Oh,
I cried over a lot of
different
things. She left her baby for literal
a toddler
to go on a vacation. She had pictures. She was posted up. And I'm wondering, what was everyone thinking? Where was the baby at?
She probably thought, like, she probably told people, like, oh, she's at the babysitter, you know, whatever.
I would pay attention to shit like that. I'd be like, you ain't call your baby yet?
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie, when I be watching Sir, Daylan be getting on my nerves calling me so much. But it's like, I know that she's doing that because I'm with her child. Right, you know what I'm saying? Just like, let me see my baby, this and that.
Right.
And that's like, I'm like, what you supposed to do?
Yeah, I feel so sad every time I see stuff like that happen, because I'm just like, give the baby up for adoption or something. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be that. And that just happened in like England or some shit too. Like, the girl went out, was like partying for days, like left her baby in the crib. Like,
so trifling, honestly. That is so trifling to me.
Honestly, partying isn't that fun anyway.
Yeah.
It's really. Oh, yeah. Millie over here. Millie only drinks wine and
we didn't even talk about St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day was.
I got bruises.
You had fun. You have fun. And you don't even like going out.
I was drunk off of mimosa, but I had fun.
Yeah.
I asked Millie, I was like, you think you better than me because you don't drink hard liquor? And she was like, yes,
I do.
Yeah, we had a good grand ghetto ball. It was me, my boyfriend, Shy, her boyfriend, Millie, Amber, Olivia. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
So I was 1, 2, 3, 4.
A fifth.
Seventh wheel?
It wasn't even like that.
It very much was. It was a point in time where I was sitting down and all y'all was dancing with each other.
At that time, I got up and I made you get up and dance. I remember that specific moment.
I did.
I remember that. I was like, look at her sitting there with
her
fur
boots. I remember that.
You and your boyfriend were sitting next to me. You was twerking on him. She was over there dancing with her man. They were over there dancing with each other. And I was sitting there like,
All right. Okay. That's why I got her up and I was like, twerk some one time for that one time.
I thought we were just being feral the whole time. I honestly, like, I, in my mind, was like, I don't want to, this was my first time having my boyfriend come out with us. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't want it to get too crazy. And I, like, completely ignore him. So I probably was like, let me.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, it down. Which is cool. It's fine. Yeah. But it is different when you have like other friends there too. And you'd be like, I'm trying to like be held, like, you know, like maneuver around. I'm like, my boyfriend's used to me being feral. So it's like completely fine. He'll be in the corner. She literally just showed me a video that's going viral on TikTok.
We're going viral on Twitter.
No, on Twitter. Yes. And I'm like, it's so hilarious because it's like the epitome of it. It's like either me and her are literally in our own world.
Anytime that y'all was acting up, your boyfriend was right there like a proud dad. Like,
get it, girls! literally, like
he's literally those memes when it'd be like when you drunk and your friend recording you like that. He'll be like, "Look what you were doing yesterday."
No, yeah, it was fun, and my boyfriend's so chill. He don't really care about nothing. He like just be like, whatever. Like I already know they're insane.
Literally,
and I warned him ahead of time. I'm like, I'm letting you know.
He already knows. Yeah, I thought the cutest thing was him and my boyfriend were setting up like a little double day for us. And
oh yeah,
and
he told me that.
And he said he was like, Evan was like, your boyfriend was like, he said, Shy, love Javier's. We should go there. I was like, oh, I love him for thinking of me. Oh,
he's so cute. Like,
yeah, he is such a I only went there one time with him. He was like, Shy, love Javier. I was like, you know what? Now
Javier's
I do.
You was at the restaurant like,
tasty.
We should go to Javier's tonight.
We should go to Javier's. Oh, that's fine.
I'm arguing with my man right now. But no. Nah, we're good. But it was a grand ball. If you guys want to go check that out, go check that out on Twitter. We should just upload all our content on the Patreon.
Yeah, we should upload it.
We're
going
to upload on the Patreon.
Oh, and then we have the footage from New Orleans on the Patreon, too. Well, we're going to have. No, we. Okay. They sent it to us.
I got to edit out the beginning or something. Okay. I really have not even seen the thing at all. You didn't watch it?
No.
We have about 2 hours of footage, and I was a mega cunt in the whole beginning.
New Orleans. Yeah.
You didn't post it yet?
Mm-mm. We posted our own separate footage, but we had a few discrepancies with the.
And if you guys want to check out the Patreon, actually, we're going to insert a clip right now of kind of a little bit of the incident that happened.
Of us cursing them out?
Of us cursing them out. We were not happy with the footage that we received, and we spent a lot of money on it. So here's the clip.
So they started doing weird shit.
Exactly.
So that's not even fair to say.
No, but I don't give a fuck. If a motherfucker wants to say my vibe was weird, yeah, bitch, because I don't play about my fucking money and I don't play about my goddamn time and y'all fucking with both of it. And you think I'm dumb. It's like when guys try to work with women and they think, oh, this is like a woman. She just gonna listen to what we say and do what we do. No, you're on my clock right now. I'm paying you out my fucking pocket and you're not doing what you need to do. And that shit is fucking, they didn't end up filming the extra day. And that, like I said, That threw us for a real loop. And then, like I said, when the videographer, G, was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't even normally take this, but you did. So do the job properly. If you wasn't going to do it, if you wouldn't normally take it, then don't take it and give it to a motherfucker who would.
And there was an excuse for every single thing.
And thank you guys for watching. Please head to the Patreon, guys. And thank you so much for coming, Millie. Please make sure to follow Millie. Her tag will be below in the description. Anything else, ladies?
Thank you for coming, Millie. We loved having you. You are such a ray of light, sunshine.
I wasn't a little boring.
No, and I hope your endeavors in Atlanta are amazing. I'm a little reserved,
okay?
Look, literally, you're fine. Yes, you're beautiful. You're great. You did great. We
love you.
We love you.
We need you.
We love you. We need you.
We need you. I love you guys too, and thanks for having me.
Yay!
Bye.